May I speak in the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Before I came here, I worked in the East Yorkshire countryside, where harvest was a pivotal point in the local economy. If the harvest was good, as it was a couple of years ago, and that depended on the weather, farmers were richer. If it was bad, they were not. Such is the case in many parts of our world. Both our readings today remind us that harvest is about sharing what we have been given by God. In our gospel reading, we hear the story of a rich farmer who decides to store up his successful harvest in big barns to keep it to himself for the future. But, Luke warns, what happens when his life ends? Who benefits then? Then we heard Jesus teaching about being provided for. He tells his disciples not to worry about what they will eat or wear or drink, because God knows that they need them. When we read this, it can perhaps strike us as too simplistic. Yes, of course, we know that God knows we need these things. So why do so many people in our world not have them? In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul is asking the Corinthians to collect an offering of money for the Jerusalem church, which needs help. Paul uses allusions of the physical harvest of seed sowing and reaping to describe what he means. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. And as they give, they will be blessed, he says. There is a cycle in play here. God gives in abundance. We share what he has given cheerfully, and God blesses us even more. So taking both readings together, we have teaching about God's provision for his world and people, and what we should do with what he provides. In this country, over the centuries, the state has gradually taken on the charitable services which religious people until then had provided, especially the church, for example, education and medicine. And we in the UK are these days aghast when we need food banks because people are not receiving their benefits properly. And when centres like the Manor Centre report that there are now more homeless people in the UK and London than ever before, apparently victims of a housing crisis that is not being adequately addressed. It is part of Christian discipleship to acknowledge that what we have is given to us by God, to be aware of others who do not have what they need, and to respond accordingly by sharing every day, week, month, and year, as we can do today. Sometimes we can feel smugly righteous because we give. We recognize that we are following the teaching of Jesus and feel a warm, satisfying glow that we're doing the right thing. Yes, God does say give, but he also says work for justice and peace. He also requires us to live in a way in which our beliefs determine our practices. At harvest, we have the opportunity to give food and resources to those who need them. This is good and as it should be. But what else could we do to share what we have to help those who don't have enough? How else could we show others our faith in the God that gives abundantly?